This is the Texas Standard. I'm Alana Rocha in for David Brown. Loteria is a game very dear to some and completely unfamiliar to others. In the U.S., Loteria is known as Mexican bingo. To win, participants must mark the images called out by the cantador, or caller of the game. Once a player completes a line of four squares, that person yells out, Loteria. But recently, the symbols of Loteria have become very popular. They can be found in fashion, on pricey t-shirts, and novelty items like buttons and cups. In some Texas cities, it has inspired artists to paint murals. But Loteria is not just a trend. As Wendy Lopez reports, the game has a long history and a huge cultural meaning.
Listen, this is a caller of Loteria, or cantador.
Preso me llevan, señores. Preso por un delito. Por una fruta madura. Que picó mi pajarito.
The game has been around for a long time. Dr. John Moran Gonzalez is a professor of English and director of the Center for Mexican American Studies at the University of Texas at Austin. He explains.
The story goes that in 1887, Don Clemente Jacques, who is actually a Frenchman who migrated to Mexico, found a way of advertising his business by giving away these cards.
The cards have images on them that the caller reads out.
This game caught on very quickly. Because it was, you know, you could get the cards off these, you know, everyday kind of packages. And because there were pictures, you didn't have to be literate to participate. You could be a, you know, a little kid or whatever.
You don't even have to be able to speak Spanish. The cards have images like a tree or a violin, and the game has stayed surprisingly current. There's even a new card with the image of President Trump.
One of them is La Sirena, which is depicted like a mermaid. You think of Starbucks, kind of. It's this constellation of kind of both everyday objects, but also kind of popular folklore.
As you've heard, the call of Loteria, unlike traditional bingo, we use songs or little jingles to call out the image on the card. Listen to this one. The word is watermelon.
Agua se me hace la boca de verla tan colorada. Señora de la sandía, regáleme una tajada.
The rhymes are fun with a pun, and sometimes they're a little naughty. But the game is very simple to understand, and more importantly, it's available to anyone.
The materials are very easy to obtain, right? You know, they would have come in the packaging of everyday items that people would have bought. The markers are pinto beans, which every Mexican household has.
If not pinto beans, then people use pennies, rocks, or scraps of paper to mark their cards. Anything that any household has and can grab.
Al otro lado del río estaba un venado sin orejas. Si se murieran las jóvenes, ¿qué hiciéramos con tanta vieja?
And there's another reason Loteria has lasted over a century, something that gives Loteria much greater value. University of Texas student Aileen Bazan says it's a family tradition.
Yo jugaba normalmente con mi abuela, con
At my house, we would play it with my grandma, my aunt, my cousins, all of us, honestly. Growing up, we played it regularly. We would even bet on the game.
And companies are betting on it. The increasing demand for Loteria has taken the game from something companies used to just give away to something selling online for as much as $20. Aileen Bazan still calls the memories priceless.
La mujer que quiere a dos no es tonta sino advertida. Cuando una luz se le apaga, la otra le queda encendida.
I'm Wendy Lopez for the Texas Standard.
Pero mentira, señores, ya tenía hecho el hoyo.